One, two, three.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan, mama of the girls. This is our last episode for season 13. I want to take a break. I want to take a break until November 1st, so let's just get into this episode. Learning from my kids. Every day, I'm learning from my kids. They're always telling me something new, teaching me about a game I don't want to know about, and invading my space, right? And before my second and third alarm, my 7-year-old has told me 5 facts about something I never asked her about. And that's how kids work. Like, do you know what it's like to be questioned out your sleep? After watching TikTok till 3 a.m., like, it's a level of not getting used to that I will not get used to, period. And mom or dad, y'all know what I'm talking about. So that's what I want to talk about, is what I learned from my kids and what I appreciate learning from them. Like, thank God that my kids are interested in learning new things. But the fact that I got to learn new things because they're learning new things is very exhausting. Ari asked me if I wanted to go skiing. What does she know about skiing? Because she's never been. I don't know, but she's been watching YouTube videos and she thinks that's a conversation we need to have. And I just find it very hilarious that she's telling me about how I need to balance if I'm trying to ski. And she knows nothing about skiing. But that's what happens when your children live in a technology world. So I'm going to tell you some things that I learned from my kids and how I learned from my kids. And I think it's a great thing to do because our kids should be smarter than us, more advanced than we were. And it's a good thing. We should always keep that in mind. So let's just talk about it. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you for supporting Cozy Womb Podcast for season 13. This is the last episode. It's been fun. I've been enjoying sharing with you guys. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your October, and I will see you guys on November 1st with a new season, of course. Peace.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Honestly, I think kids learn more from being curious than anything else. Because when you're trying to force your child to learn something that they're not interested in, you're going to have a harder time. But if you try to teach them something that's actually interesting, you're going to have an easier time doing it, right? And even if you tell them not to watch something or not to do something, they're going to go for it because they want to know why. Why? That is just how kids learn, how they feed their mind. And they want to prove you wrong on why it's not that bad, why it's not that dangerous, why it's not that nasty. Listen, that's just how they are, right? If you limit your child watching TV, iPads, TikToks, children will definitely read more. They will definitely use their imagination more. I've tried it with Anya because she does lots of things where I have to take away her iPad privileges and her TV privileges. So I think more parents should try limiting the technology so kids are forced to use their imagination and read and explore the house more. I know when I was younger, exploring the house was like the best thing to do because I was always trying to find something that I had no business finding, right? And I know kids ask a lot of questions, but we have to allow kids to critically think at times and not just easily ask Google or easily go on the internet or easily ask someone for the answer. We have to teach our kids how to find the answer themselves and figure it out themselves. And for me, my child is almost 8, and I swear to you, she talks every 2.5 seconds with or without her iPad, right? With her iPad, it's a little bit fewer because her attention is somewhere else. But even with her iPad, she's always talking to me, and I have to tell her sometimes, Anya, enough, enough, enough. I can't take anymore. But sometimes we have to let our kids talk. That's how they learn. And kids learn best when they feel safe and when they feel at peace. So if you have a safe house and you have a peaceful place, your kids is going to learn a lot easier and a lot faster. So make their home comfortable. Make where they are supposed to learn comfortable. Make sure that they like their teachers. Make sure that they're not being bullied in school and all of that, because that's not going to help their learning. And lastly, read with your kids and explore with them. Find out how to do things together. Find out how to do things at the same time. Find out how to do things in a better way. I'm making tea. And just make it fun. Learning doesn't have to be boring. Learning doesn't have to be repetitive in a mundane way. It can be fun. And teach kids also how to figure out the answer in multiple ways. That's something I missed out on compared to how kids learn now. Like, you'll see, like, even the multiplication, how they do math problems, they make lines and they see how many times the other lines cross in between those lines, and that's how they find the answer. I'm just like, man, if my teacher ever taught me like this when I was in elementary, I would be better off. But they didn't teach me like that. But learning new ways to do math is great. Learning new ways to figure out answers in text is better. Learning new ways on how to use proper grammar in a sentence is good. But we can't just keep giving our kids the answers. We can't just keep thinking, oh, you only supposed to learn in school. When you come out of school, leave me alone. No, your kid is not going to learn as much as they should learn. And the younger your child is, the better they are at picking up things and habits. So teach them while they're young. Okay? Learning from your kids can be the most exciting, fulfilling feeling. I know for me, when Anya was learning how to read, I was super excited. When she was talking, I was super excited. When she was spelling my name and her name, I was super excited. Every time she learns something new and she catches on really quick, I'm super excited. When Aria, you know, is a fast learner and she's like sort of like a perfectionist, which is a good and a bad thing, I'm just super proud automatically as a parent. Because I feel like I'm helping to feed their mind to want to do this, to want to be this good, to want to be this great at something. And for your kids, you want them to be good in life. And daughters are very sensitive. And for me, I have to teach my daughters about their feelings, what a true friend is. I have to have a lot more patience. I have to tell them about their bodies. I have to teach them about privacy a bit earlier. And I think it's very important for us as parents to create with our kids. Tell them that it's okay to do their own thing and pick up on their talents quickly and feed it. Because if we don't feed their talents, we don't want them to be in their mid-30s changing careers because they figured out what they're really into. No, all parents, if you pay attention to your children, you can find what their passion is and their talent is, and you can feed it while they're young. That way they grow in the right direction that they're supposed to grow in to become amazing adults, right? And for me, I would like my children to retire young, to not have to work for anybody if they don't want to.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And that be a choice for them. And that's going to take a lot of patience on my part, a lot of putting them into different areas of opportunity. a lot of exploring on my part and a lot of providing space for growth. And when it comes to your children learning, you're going to have to learn too. So don't miss out on learning with your kids. It's a good thing for everybody. I hope you guys enjoy your October and have a safe Halloween. I hope you get your costumes if you're celebrating it. If you're not celebrating it, that's cool too. I will be back with season 14, November 1st for Cozy Womb Podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.